This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're in the middle of the Shiva Minei Piranias Baal Oyam HaShiva Gufi Avera. The Mishnah said in the beginning of Mishnah Yud, seven different punishments come for these seven Averas. We're up to the fourth one, I think. Deva Baal Oyam, plague comes to the world. Amisois Amuris B'Toicha, Shlanim Shul Lebeiz Din. It's Averas that are punishable by death, listed in the Torah, not given to the Beis Shalmati to punish you. And this refers to things that are like Kores, or Misa B'dei Shomayim, that only Shomayim punishes you and not the Beis in here. Or it could even be in somebody who's really chayiv to be killed, but he can't be prosecuted by the Beis in Shalmato, because either there was no witnesses, but he really did it, or he wasn't warned, or he ran away before they could prosecute him or punish him. So the Master Vitri says that people keep doing these types of avarice, Shem sends a plague that will take the lives of those sinners. So far we've mentioned L'chora five Averas, but only four punishments. Okay, let's see Vaita. Says the Mishnah, V'al Peiroi Shviyas, on Peiroi Shviyas, that's what Rashi said before. The Rav says, "Shloim shloim shloim lebeizin, shloim also burn din Torah." There's no din Torah done to them. He's mashma, like we said before, that for whatever reason he should be chayv misabi they are done, but they weren't able to do a din Torah either because of the svaras that we spoke about. Probably al peiros shviyas, and al peiros shviyas that means does the Rav say oisim ban schoira? Is it is to do schoira to do business with them? People are not being noyag kedusha shvias, so that's another reason why deva comes to the world. Cherev b'al oilam al inu hadin, cherev comes to the world. That's the sword war comes to the world al inu hadin. Inu hadin is the Rav Lon sheyoyin laichon hadin noyto ma'akfe person. The judge, the malbezdin knows to where the din is not to where we should paskin, but for whatever reason, they're not paskin the din. The verdict is very clear. That's called inu hadin. V'ivas hadin, and the reason is over there is because the defendant, he suffers anxiety. He just kept in a suspense. He's held the whole time since the Master Vitri. So the main law, that's why it's such a terrible thing to keep it. We keep the guy waiting, passing it already. Well, Ivas Adin, obviously, it's a perversion, total perversion. As the Rav said, Lizaka is a chayav, chayav is a zaka. You mamish exempt the person who's obligated, and you obligate the one who's exempt. So, Mela, that's a terrible thing. Also, Ivas Adin, Al Moirim, Batera Shaloi Ka Alocha, after those who are Moirim Batera, Shaloi ka halacha, which is, says the Rav Lesa Mutu Latasa, people that make halacha decisions the wrong way, terrible, clearly they clear what is permitted is forbidden, and what is forbidden is permitted. Okay. The Mishnah continues, Chayra b'al oilam. A chayra comes to the world, it's wild animals, al shvua shav, people take oath in vain, says the Rav Vatola, it's in vain, shaloi l'tzor, there's no need for that shvua. As the Rabbi Ben Yehuda brings down over here, a person swears that a marble pillow is made of marble. That's no reason. We know that. So that's called a shvur shav. There's no purpose for the shvur. Achil Hashem. It's also achil Hashem. So oiv aveira faheshes is the Rabbi. Do an aveira in public. Biyad Ramah with a strong hand with arrogance. Or things that people see you doing affairs and they learn from your deeds, that's Kuchel Hashem. That brings, that's Chayra comes to the world. Golas Ba'al Olam, Golos comes to the world. Golos comes to people going to Golos for either as Avodazor, Gila Rash, Vichas Domim, and Hashmot is the Oretz, which they work the land. They work the land on, says the Rav Chosh Vazor, they plow and they sow the Vim of Shvias, all these things. Oh. And that's why we go into Golos, because these are the worst sins we know. So it's Eretz Yisrael. These are give a big three that the world is. These big three have to give your life for. So therefore, the punishment is very extreme that we go into exile, the base is destroyed. And we know that in this form, as Maralik says, this form says also the pshat is that when there is, we take the kedusha out of something. So male, the base of Mikdash says, hey, it's not a bunch of stones now. Take the kedusha. Like a day, bring the tumah. Or you don't have the Shvit Tzaretz. The whole reason why the Shvit Tzaretz is to bring Kedusha to the land, leave the land plowed, let it have the Kedusha Tzaretz of that year. But the person goes ahead and doesn't do that, so he gets thrown off. Same thing with the Beis HaMikdash, the Koyach of the Big Mekimel Averis causes the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Gemara says in Yuma Tes, that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because the Big Gimel 3. And that is because the Tumma of the Gimel and Averis, they're all called Tumma. Those tumas eradicate the shchina from the makom. Hashem doesn't want to be together with those tumas. Therefore, so we have to realize how powerful avirus can do it, what it does to the Eretz Yisrael. And it eradicates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, get off the land. You don't shout to the Dushar. So we have to realize that's the whole tachas, the Makadosh. When Tamit, you got to get off the Eretz Yisrael. We should be zochet to mekadesh amaisim and bring shchina within our midst always, and we have the base of midrash built.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.